Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to another episode of KFC Radio, episode 148, I think. I'm Chris Spaggs, filling in for KFC, who gave birth, not himself, but his wife, gave birth to a beautiful girl, Shay Lillian, so congrats to him. Yay! The applause thing doesn't work because of the delay. That was not a good idea by my end. And I'm with Big Cat and Feidelberg, as usual.
This is weird.
This is weird, right? Like, it feels like I'm sitting in somebody else's chair trying to direct you guys.
Let's cut to the chase. This is really, really weird. Kevin calling himself Cal Ripken last night was bold. Like, let other people call you Cal Ripken. Don't call yourself Cal Ripken. You see that tweet? He's like, Cal Ripken a podcast. Like, okay, dude. But with that said, this is really weird. I appreciate, Spags, you hopping in. Who played shortstop for the Yankees this year?
Good question.
Didi Gregorio.
So that's who you are right now. It's not your fault, but it's weird. It just feels weird.
I actually looked up the guy who played behind Cal Ripken. His name was like Ryan Miner. I was like, what if there's like a reference to go for here to like reply to Kevin Sweet? And it was like, yeah, he flamed out of the league after 3 years. He never recovered from that. Like, his life was really sad. I'm like, oh, all right. It's about right.
So, but thank you for stepping up to this, because it was going to be weird no matter who came in, so I appreciate you taking it on the chin here and bearing the weirdness.
I mean, like, I feel like I wanted to step up and help Kevin because, like, you know, like, the baby thing is a big deal, and I feel like, you know, Dave is making his jokes in the way that Dave does, that kind of poo-poos it and poo-poos paternity leave, but, like, that's legit. That's, like, a thing you'll never get to do again.
Well, the issue here is there's two parts. Dave is, he's a dick about it. We all know that's his shtick. I will say this, though. What is Kevin doing all day? Like, I don't want to come across as being a dick like Dave, because I agree with you, Spags. It's a big deal. It's like an awesome thing. I'm very happy for him. I want everything to go smoothly, especially because we work in a very weird job and it's a weird space. But if I know Kevin, he's just like catching up on Netflix right now.
But he's catching up with his wife, though, and she's, like, probably all fucked up. Like, I mean, we don't want to talk about it, but that shit doesn't go well. They, like, you know, you're like, you can't walk around, you can't do shit. So, I mean, like, he probably has to be the sympathetic husband and, like, lay there, and I feel like that's a valid usage of his time.
Okay.
More so than Dave yelling at him and calling him an idiot and telling him to, like, kill himself, I think, probably.
Yeah, the Dave thing, it was just... it was so funny because we expected it, but even after it happens, you're just like, come on, man. Just like, be cool once. Just be like normal once. That's just not in his personality. I don't even know if Feidelberg's on this podcast.
Feidelberg was finishing up a blog, and I feel like we're seeing his process right now on the video.
Oh, yeah, I am finishing something right now.
All right,
these days are the worst for me because Dave's gone, so I have the whole blog to myself, and then we have to do fucking the rundown for an hour, and then we have this for an hour.
Oh, wait. John, did you just explain every single day of mine?
But you're still getting, like, even, like, you have a White Sox, you have a White Sox play Dave blog. You have something else. We don't have anyone else.
Dude, just these days.
What about Eric Cox?
You have T-Bone blogs. You have White Sox Dave blogs. We don't have any of those guys.
Dude, I do this every day where I do the rundown and then the
play. How many extra blogs from T-Bone and White Sox Dave today? And Chief.
Chief hasn't posted a blog. I've gotten two blogs today that have helped me.
Yeah, see, we didn't get those. I had to do fucking Guess That Ass, which sucks. That's the worst fucking thing, trying to find a stupid ass on the internet.
I'm just not going to feel bad for you because you literally just described
it. I wasn't asking for sympathy. I was just explaining what was happening. And you jumped on and you asked for a little sympathy.
I didn't ask for something.
You know who got a sweet deal was Clem, because, like, Kevin has, like, protected him a little bit, and he's like, you know what, you need to have some extra guys there, like, don't worry about the full workload. And Clem's got, like, five people blogging. Like, I moved over there for Kevin's time off, and I was like, all right, I'll help him out with two, just to, like, prop things up. And it's like, what the fuck am I doing here? Like, Clem's doing, like, five a day. They're great. Like, they're a great five.
That's, I actually had to tell Clem yesterday. I was like, dude, you don't have to blog every 40 minutes. Like, you're making yourself look bad. Like, that's a thing of the past. I blog at my own pace now. If you do that, you make us all look like, you know, underachieving assholes.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's definitely been pushing the limits a little bit. Also, the audio sounds like shit for me right now. Hopefully it doesn't last, but this is going to be, like, a disastrous podcast.
It's all on you, too, Spags, because it's not my fault. So,
well, you know what would help is if I had something to get me motivated to to maybe, like, be more better at time management. And you know what I think we have that would help out?
is this going into an ad?
You see, if I were better at time management with, a movement watch, I would be on top of everything for this podcast. You see, the thing with movement watches, they started as a little crowdfunded brand, and now they're revolutionizing the watch game. They've got a lot of press from GQ, Playboy, Hypebeast, and even Ask Men said they're the hottest watch company on the market. And they're all about this idea that high quality doesn't have to break the bank. And you know what, guys? They actually deliver. Dan, they actually deliver.
I'm gonna help you out here. I got my movement watch. I love my movement watch. I wear it every single day. So it is a legit watch brand, and it looks classy, and it's not super expensive. Because I'm not one of those guys who needs to wear a $1,000 watch, because I'm not responsible. This is the perfect brand.
And that's the thing. They're quality crafted watches starting at just $95. And if you got a watch like this at a department store, you'd be spending at least $400 to $500. And with their masculine, clean, and sleek style, you go wear this thing at the office during the day, go out to the bar afterwards, it's an all-day wear watch. So you know what? Get your style on point. Get a movement watch. Go to mvmtwatches.com/KFC, where they're hooking you up with 15% off your entire purchase. That's mvmtwatches.com/KFC.
Okay, so real quick, first of all, great job, Spags. But I will say, now I officially know what it feels like to be a girl and have, like, the guy going in for the kiss way too soon. I was just sitting there like, wait, are we doing this right now? Like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
They have to be like a kamikaze attack. I feel like you're just like sneaking in. You're like, boom, ad. And then all of a sudden they're like, fuck, now I'm buying a movement watch. It's quality crafting. It's $95. That would cost me $400 to $500.
I was the chick just standing outside the bar. I'd be like, no, stop. Stop trying to kiss me. Stop. Just going right into the ad. Good job, though. Great job.
All right. I'm glad. So that's one now. We got three more to go. I'm going to try to sneak them in like that, very covert.
Oh, very subtly. Very subtly.
All right. The first voicemail. This one is actually going to you, Dan. So, and it specifically calls you out in a way that I appreciated. So I think you'll like it.
Yep. Questions mainly for Big Cat. He seems to be the guy who likes to talk about diets and playing mind tricks on himself seems like something he's good at. I had breakfast today. I had a couple eggs, like, every day, and coffee. And then I just rummaged through the freezer and had four hot dogs. So I was wondering, you know, how do you convince yourself to start the diet? I know he says his diet starts January 1st, but I need to know how to play mind tricks on myself to have it start right now, because it's getting...
All right. So anyway, the thing that I like is he's like, Big Cat, I know you love to talk about diets.
I do.
You don't like to do them and follow through with them, but you like to talk about them.
I would say probably 80% of my life is spent thinking about dieting. it probably takes up more time than anything else I do. With this guy, the key to starting a diet is you have to throw everything out. Because this guy sounds like he's like me, where he's like getting... Did he say he ate a hot dog out of his freezer?
Yeah, I think he said he ate four hot dogs after eating a healthy breakfast.
Okay. You have to clean your entire house, because if I have one thing in my house that is bad, I will eat it in 2 seconds. So that's step one. Step two, I don't really have a step two, because that's kind of where I get stuck. I just clean my house out, then I start ordering, like, takeout. So that's – maybe we could workshop this, because I'm clearly struggling these days with getting the diet actually starting. And I've said January – I think January 1st is a Friday, so you can't start on a Friday. So January 2nd, 3rd, 4th, January 4th is going to be the start of my diet.
January 4th is a good day. At Feidelberg, what about you? What's your diet saying? I know you don't really care that much about this, right?
Me?
Like dieting in general? Yeah, you just kind of live.
No, I hate myself and should diet. And I mean, I used to be in shape. There was a time, not that long ago. Like, for what you look at, what you see when you look at me, looks like someone who hasn't been in shape in like 4 years. I'm closer to like a year. Like, a year ago, I was in pretty good shape. 2 years ago, I was in like really good shape. My trick, you got to go shopping. You got to reward yourself first. See, I'm the opposite of Dan. Where Dan's talking about how you purge, I'm more binge first. Where I'll spend like $300 at GNC, because once you have all that stuff, you have to use it. And then I'll buy a bunch of new gym clothes. And I'll be like, okay, I want to go look hot in the gym. I bought all this shit at GNC. I don't want it to go to waste. I got to work out.
Here's the problem with the clothes. And I don't know if you – I always talk about how I order larges so that I could work my way into it. Yeah. So I just gave away 8 trash bags of clothes to Salvation Army. That's like years of the buying one size down and just getting back in shape to waste. So it turns out that doesn't work. And it took me a while to realize it. When I had 8 trash bags worth of clothes, some of the clothes I never even worn. I had the tags on. So – I don't know if I can go out and buy some, because then I'll just waste money even more so than I do now.
Do you guys have any things that you do to actually lose weight? Because, like, for me, one thing I read, this is going to sound crazy, and I know you guys are going to shit all over me for it, but, like, so fasting, like, intermittent fasting was, like, a popular thing for a while, where you, like, don't eat for 16 hours out of the day, and then you can eat for, like, 6 or whatever hours. And basically, like, the whole thing is your body then, like, uses the fat it has, whatever. It basically cuts down things, and it also makes it so you're only eating like 1 or 2 times a day instead of eating the 5 mindless eatings you do.
That sounds like the exact opposite of everything I've ever heard.
But it is, because like there's actually no science backing up the other thing. They've just said that forever, and people are like, yeah, I have to eat 5 small meals to keep my metabolism up. And it's like, no, your body actually works better if it's starving for like a day, because it just eats everything that's like bad in you.
I don't know. I've read it all. I've done it all. I've read it all. I just think the key, and this is what I was saying, like, you just need to just stop eating like an asshole, stop drinking like an asshole, and go to the gym. And that right there, that sounds awful. I actually, last night, I had a salad. I was talking about this last time on KSU Radio. Salads are like poison to me. So I like covered it in pepperoni, and I looked at it.
It's not even a salad topping. It's like, I went to the pizza place next door. It's got some pepperoni.
Today for lunch, I wanted to start getting healthy a little bit. So I did I got a buffalo chicken salad, and then I was like, you know what, well, we're not going to dive into the deep end. Let's get a slice of pepperoni too. And I ended up just eating the pepperoni and picking the buffalo chicken off the salad, and didn't even touch a piece of green.
So that's healthy. That's going to mean that you're – I mean, it's still this year though, so you have until the new year.
That's the thing.
Yeah. Now you load up on the bad shit.
Right. I gave up on 2015 probably like a month ago. So it's just – there's no reason for me to start right now. We'll see what happens in 2016. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough hill to climb. But I think – I just want to get back to like not Detroit, that picture of me with that shirt on fat. That's hideous. I can't do that anymore. I just need to lose like 25 pounds.
The saddest thing is that video that they made of you with, like, the young you with, I think it was, like, the sumo wrestling thing or something.
And I was calling myself fat back then. That was, like, I would kill for that.
That video was so funny. I felt bad retweeting it because, like, I wasn't even attached on the original tweet. So, like, that's usually not something I do. But someone added me after. And I was like, it wasn't even about you. It was so well done. That kid's video had to be shared with the world.
I imagine being you.
He put a lot of time into it.
It must have stung like a million times worse, because that's like a well-produced mean thing instead of like somebody just tweeting like, oh, faggot. And it's like, oh, that cut me deep, because that must say that's everybody. But if it's about you personally, I feel like that's like...
See, I disagree. Like when someone's just like, well, tits. I'm like, dude, like that's so fucking like boring and easy. Like if you put together a video of my breast transformation, that's funnier to me.
Yeah, funnier but sadder. To like see it laid out in front
sadder,
of you. Yeah.
But sad is funny. That's
a good point. All right, so let's go on to the next question. This one I think is actually a pretty good one. Actually, no, my favorite one is after this, but this one's okay. Really selling.
Hey, KFC. I've got an issue. My little sister is a freshman at college, and I think she's slowly starting to become a feminist. She is doing all this pro or anti-abortion stuff. And I just need some advice on if there's anything I could do, if I just got to sit back and kill myself or anything you guys can advise would help.
All right, so there's a guy who's in college, or his sister's in college. He's becoming a feminist.
Wait.
He's very concerned about it and contemplating suicide.
Wait, hold on. I don't think this guy knows what a feminist is. Being pro-abortion is not like...
No, anti-abortion. Anti-abortion.
He's, that's not... That's even less feminist.
Yeah, that's even less feminist.
Well, oh, wait, no, no. Yeah, sorry. Pro-choice. Pro-choice. My
pro-choice. Bad, but
bad
that,
hosting.
That's not really feminism. That's just really kind of like using your brain.
Yeah, I think that means like she's probably just a girl who puts out a bit and like might have had to call in a favor from Dr. Scholes at some point. And
what college-age person isn't pro-choice? Like lunatics.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't know if this guy knows... I think he's just scared that like his sister is using her brain. I don't know. To make
I think he's scared. I think he just has it twisted. I'm kind of in Gaz's camp here. I think I don't want to say the word, man. I think maybe he's scared she's becoming a bit of an S and not an F.
What?
An S would be an SLU.
I think you could say that word.
Oh,
I don't want to say. I don't get to say on KFC Radio. I'm just trying to like. Be nice to the caller.
Oh.
Like, I don't think she's really doing a feminist. I think she's maybe finding her femininity, if that's a nice way to say.
She's blossoming into a woman.
Right. I think that's more what she's doing than being a feminist, which I think is probably worse than becoming a feminist, like, to realize that.
Here's my advice to this guy, and it's actually very topical. I'm going to use some topical advice. That's just what I give to this audience here. Star Wars. We talked about it yesterday. I'm not a Star Wars guy. I've never even seen Star Wars. I don't know how that exactly happened, but it just happened. I just woke up, 30 years old, never seen Star Wars, just went through my life, just didn't even know it kind of exists. I knew it was there. I just never went out and looked for it. That's what you have to deal. That's how you have to deal with your sister being in college. You know she's there. You know it's a thing. Just don't ask questions. Don't go looking for things. Just see her in 5 years when she's like, you know, 23, 24, and it's got, like, a marketing degree, and she's working and actually doing stuff. So just forget it. Just forget the next 4 years. It's not worth probing into this. That would be my advice.
And like Star Wars, she has a line of nerds outside her bedroom with sticky fingers.
Right, exactly. So just forget it. Just don't even ask and just pretend. Like, just be oblivious. It's nice to be oblivious about some things in life.
In general, with all those things, too, I think the thing is to ignore them. Like, I talked about it with that blog today about some 8-year-old girl who's, like, wearing, like, big-time slut. I'm going to say slut. I know we don't want to say that, but
slut. You can say it about a different girl. I just don't want to call this particular girl the S-word.
So,
she's very nice and smart, and she doesn't need that.
She did. Her brother's not very smart.
Her brother's going to kill himself over this. Yeah. But anyway, so, like, he's like, she had that on. I don't even remember what I was saying. But she had, like, that makeup on, and then I feel like that's, like, a thing where like a woman might be like, oh yeah, like she's empowered. She's just like being like, she's just doing whatever. And it's like, no, like she's just actually kind of fucked up. Like, I feel like that's like a problem for like the kind of femininity thing where you're right. Like embracing your child too early to be into shit that you shouldn't realize until you're that girl in college.
Also, this is something I'm sure Spag, actually we can all probably agree with now that, how old are you now, Fights? 27?
27. Yeah.
You know how old you are?
I forget, 27.
Okay. This is something where in 18 to 25, I mean, you're just going to do shit and kind of be an asshole and change your mind a lot and be, you know, whatever you want to be. Like, there's just a lot of time in there where you're going to, you don't know what the fuck you are. You're going to figure it out. If you want to be a feminist for a year, then you want to be a slut for another year, then you want to do, like, just do it. Just, this is the time to do it.
And as a family member, your job is just to ignore it and hoping, this is what I was trying to say, that I totally lost the point of it and kind of rambled incoherently until it ended. But, like, I think with that, you always lean in on the thing and, like, don't support them, don't talk shit to them, but you just, like, do whatever you're going to do and don't even act like they're changing, and then eventually they'll just kind of come to grips.
Exactly. That's absolutely right. Don't even act like anything's going on. Just be like, you're going to come out on the other end when you're 25 and you'll be who you are.
It's you have to favorize your sister. You know, the baby raising, maybe Kevin can listen to this too, the baby raising tactic where like you don't get up when it's crying. You're like, you deal with it. That's your own problem right now. That's how you deal with your sister. I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not going to acknowledge you. You do your own thing, and we'll talk when you come. When, like Dan said, when you work through this yourself.
Right.
All right. So there you go. Hopefully that guy doesn't commit suicide.
It started off bad there with me like scared to call her the S word, and I think we landed on some pretty solid advice there.
And also, Spags, don't be worried about getting like anyone who's listening to commit suicide. We've been so much meaner. I think last week a guy walked in on his mom getting fucked, and we told him it was his fault. We like basically blamed him. So we've been a lot worse than what we just were.
Okay, good. So at least there would be other deaths on people's mind. Then that's
yes.
Good. All right.
Yes.
This is the one I liked a lot, but it's might veer a little racist. So bear. This is going to be tough on PC John today.
Good warning.
Topic for KFC Radio. Would you like rather be black with a white personality or white with a black personality?
All right. Would you rather be black with a white personality or white with a black personality?
This is a good question. This
great question.
See, I think it's a real easy one, but I'll let's see. Who's got more thought in their eyes? Dan,
you go with Fights. No, Fights got Fights has more. He's into black Twitter. Fights kind of wants to be a black guy and a white person.
No, see, I think. See, this is tough because being black just stinks. Like that's the way the world is. Being black stinks. That's not my thoughts on the matter. But if you just look at the world, it's better to be a white person. But still, I think you have to say you'd be the black person with the white personality. Because those people are hot in the streets. Like Donald Glover, I think he's like a really he's a white dude, but he's in blackface all the time.
Yeah. I mean, the white person
with a black personality is like weird. Like the wigger look, like when you were growing up, no one fucking liked that kid. The person now who like, And the white person with the black personality never really changes. Like they never grow up. Even now, black culture is pretty much like fashionable. Like when you look at NBA players and stuff like that, it's not like the saggy jean look that it used to be like in the 90s. But I feel like white people with black personalities still dress like that. Like they still dress like they're a white person with a black personality.
Wearing a do-rag and FUBU and yeah.
Yeah, like they still do all that.
See, I would kind of want to do it just because I feel like the white guy with the black personality, like, I'm just not hip. Like, I don't know. Shit gets to me way too late. So I think I would hopefully be more in tune with it. I also want to say this real quick about your first point, John. I'm not like, not to get this into like all kinds of moral stuff and like the social justice warrior, but someone tweeted me and I actually thought about it and it made sense. That T-Box and like T-Box and SantaCon in Chicago. So T-Box and SantaCon is like the pure definition of white privilege. And I thought about it and I was like, you know what? You're absolutely right. Like if there was a bar crawl of a bunch of black guys getting drunk in the middle of the day and like causing a ruckus, it would be national news.
Oh, I've thought about that forever, man. St. Patrick's Day. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like,
bullshit. I'm sorry, black people. That's bullshit.
We just get shit-faced and run amok in a town. We dominate a town. We break windows. Like that. Every news station would report that as a riot.
Yeah.
And no,
white privilege is bullshit. I for one, am disgusted with it. I'm actually disgusted because I thought about it and I was like, fuck, man. You're absolutely right. Like, I could not imagine if the roles were reversed here.
Yeah, I mean, not to make it, like, too weighty, but that was my thing with, like, the Missouri protests and all of that. And people were like, well, there's only two recorded incidents. And it's like, yeah, that doesn't account for when, like, a black guy was dating some white sorority girl and walked into a restaurant and everybody stared at him and maybe waited outside and looked menacing. Or, like, every time he walks to, like, a bodega and he's like, there's a guy following him who thinks he's going to steal Tropical Fantasy or something. Like, that's basically, like, where that shakes out. I feel like that part of it I agree with. Same time, though, definitely white guy in a black body every time. Because they're always here. Like, white guy, like, black guy in a white body, here. White guy in a black body, here. Like, he's like a banker. He's like a J.P. Morgan making millions of dollars. Like, everybody's always shocked at how well-spoken he is. Like, I think that's where you want to be.
And like, you always have friends if you're the black guy in a white body. Because you're friends with white people. And you're also, like, you still have your black friends who just kind of clown on you for being a dink. Like I feel like the white dude with like the black personality doesn't have a lot of friends. I think people are like, dude, you're weird and creepy and annoying, and I'm not gonna hang out with you. I don't think you have friends on either race. Whereas, because black people don't really accept you because you're white, and I feel like with you, I feel like the other way around, you're better off.
Yeah, I think I agree with that totally, and especially if you're like a white guy who's like wiggery, like you're pretty much just hanging out with other wiggers doing wigger things,
and no one respects you or likes you.
Just listening to Eminem every day on a loop.
Right, no one respects you or likes you. Whereas the white guy in a black body. You both sides respect you, I think.
Counterpoint, what's the most successful wigger of all time? Because I have one in my head, and I think...
It's Eminem, right?
Yeah, actually got to be Eminem. Most successful, least talented wigger of all time.
Kevin Federline?
Yes.
That's who I thought too, yeah.
And that's like a pretty big testament to him, that he left that legacy. Like, he's the wigger guy.
That's funny that we all...
But that's like exactly my point. Like, he still dresses in FUBU and like huge basketball shorts. Like... He hasn't progressed with the culture. Like, black culture's changed a lot since the 90s, but wigger culture hasn't.
I met Kevin Federline, just, like, quick aside before we go to the next thing.
What?
I met him briefly. When I was at WWE, he wrestled John Cena and did, like, a program with John Cena where he was on Raw, like, 3 times. And I met him twice, like, the nicest guy in the world, very cool, very nice to the wrestlers, got along, they all loved him. Like, possibly the nicest person ever be at WWE.
Well, why, like, I wouldn't, not to ruin your story here, but I wouldn't expect Kevin Federline to be anything else because
It was the peak, though, of his Britney days, he was on top. He could have been doing other things. That's another wigger thing, too, where he's like, you know what I want to do, man? I want to go on WWE. And then his boys are like, yeah, you got to do that. And they all clank their Jolt sodas.
Oh, man.
Plus, one more negative for being the black person in the white body. I mean, the crown jewel of the black personality is being able to, like, end every joke with the N-word. If you're in the white body, you can't. Like, you don't get the best part of it.
Correct.
Yeah. And the dick bonus. Don't forget the dick bonus.
And the dick bonus.
Do not forget about the dick bonus.
Speaking of bonuses, we're now...
Oh, sorry, dick!
Yes!
We're now almost at the end of NFL and NCAA football season. And if you're looking for an online sportsbook website, I recommend BetDSI.com. BetDSI.com is the only place I'd ever use because they're one of the original online sportsbooks. I feel comfortable using them. You know, they've been around 16 years. They set a lot of the lines they're playing on themselves. They're not relying on secondhand information like other sites. But this website's quick and easy, and the site scores an A+ on many sportsbook review sites I personally trust. This site is so trusted that many professional players bet there. You can go to BetDSI.com right now to set up an account. And as a bonus, you get $10 free by using promo code BARSTOOL10. That's BARSTOOL, no space, 1-0. You know I don't advertise stuff that I personally don't believe in, and I am very cool with BetDSI.com. If you're looking for a place to play, go to BetDSI.com now and use promo code BARSTOOL10. Again, promo code BARSTOOL10, and you get $10 free to try BetDSI.com.
I
ad-libbed a little in there.
Did you go off?
Were you purposely being like, you know, I don't advertise anything I don't believe in?
I mean, I gave it a dramatic reading. Like, I studied theater in college as a minor, so like, I feel like I have a little bit of that.
Everything that was no bueno.
I thought the character that I was portraying did a good job with that read, and that's what matters. All right, next one. Yeah.
What's going on, guys? Mike from New York, first time, long time. This is just some bullshit I'm dealing with right now that my boys didn't really have any good advice for me about. I started talking to this girl that I classed with a couple weeks ago. And with the semester ending, I decided to ask her out and asked her if she wanted to get a drink sometime over break. And she's like, yeah, sure. That night, I foolishly decided to creep a little on her Facebook. And she actually has a boyfriend and a couple of pictures, one of which is like very recent. So now the thing is, this is a really, really good looking dude. And she's like a really nice girl. So I guarantee there's a 0% chance she's trying to cheat on this guy with me. So I guess I'm hoping they literally just broke up, or I don't even know. But my question is there a way to kind of ask this girl via text what's good with what looks like your boyfriend? Because I don't want to go out with her if I'm somehow knee-deep in the friend zone. But I don't.
All right. So this guy is talking to a girl at school or wherever. She is seeing a guy on Facebook. Apparently, he's very handsome, which this guy made sure to point out. So I don't know if that was a bit of a concern on his part, but he's very handsome. He feels like there's no way this girl would want him. What should he do? How should he ask the girl? Should he ask the girl? I guess, how do we proceed? Feidelberg, you love romance.
Wait, can you explain this to us a little bit?
Okay, so he's in love with a girl, or he like likes a girl. She has a boyfriend on Facebook. He isn't sure how to confirm whether that's her boyfriend or not.
I mean, am I getting echo?
A little bit, but not bad.
Well, she definitely has a boyfriend. I don't think that you have like a fake boyfriend on Facebook, do you?
They could be broken up. Some people hang on to those for a while.
Okay, go ahead, Fights. You go first.
Wait, you think some people hang on to in relationship statuses?
I've seen it before, yeah. There's a girl I went out with who was in a relationship, and it sounds like I'm being cheated on. But they like didn't break up because they didn't want to deal with the families or whatever. This was like a couple years ago, so maybe it's changed now.
Dude, you were getting cheated on.
I trust everybody who I enter.
Deal with the families? You bought that Spags? Come on, man.
Well, it wasn't like visible to everybody. It was visible only to them and the families. Like, it wasn't visible to like general users.
But you're telling me that you were dating a chick and she was telling her parents the whole time that she was still with her ex-boyfriend.
Her parents weren't friends with her on Facebook. His parents were. So it was like an act of mercy on them, where like she had the status for him.
I feel like this was a KFC radio call and they laughed their asses off. I'm like, dude, you're getting cheated on.
Well, I mean, like, it doesn't matter now. Like, I don't give a shit. She could have been cheating on me. I didn't catch anything from it. That's really all you care about. But with this guy though, like, I feel like I don't know that it's the boyfriend. Like, I feel like some people do hang on to that. Like, I think that could be a thing. And if it is, maybe she just likes some side dick. Like, maybe she's like sees something in him and she's thinking about trading up.
The first thing you do when you break up with someone is you hit that single switch because you know it fucking kills them. Because whether or not they actually care, like, about you anymore, that's not why it kills them. It kills them because they know that, like, that's you saying, what up, world? Let's fuck. That's the first thing you do when you break up.
See, but if, like, all the shit with, like, millennials, like, is it not possible that this girl just doesn't want to break up with the guy fully, but she's, like, going to put a toe in and date other guys on the side? Like, I feel like that seems like a thing I could see happening more with...
But it could be, but that doesn't seem like something this guy's interested in.
Also, you just check to see where the most recent picture. If there's a picture with the two of them within the last month, they're still together.
Plus, even if they're not... I mean, even if, like, this guy's willing to be the second guy, you don't want to be the second guy when you know the first guy's Captain America. Like, you don't want to be fucking Buck.
Let's get to this point, because the guy basically said he's not very good-looking or something.
So he said he is very good-looking.
The other guy's good-looking.
Yeah, this guy just sounded like a general New York guy. He had, like, a gruff New York Mike from New York voice. He was like, hey, I'm Mike from New York. So he's probably, like, a chubby but kind of strong 5'7 guy. Who's like got hairy forearms?
This is something that you can't fake, and it takes a lot of time to get to, but it really does. Like, and I'm sure the girls that listen to this podcast will agree, it's all about confidence. I mean, you can't. He's already lost because he's telling us that the other guy's more attractive, and he doesn't like. You've lost. You have to find the confidence, find your inner confidence, and rise above that, and then you'll be attractive to any chick in the world.
I think that's one of the things with the friend zone guys. Like, whenever you say friend zone, like, the fact you think that just puts you on a lower tier anyway. Like, where every girl is going to be like, the fact you think you get in there, like, that's why you just always kind of want to have an air of danger. Like, you're going to try to fuck them any minute.
It's like Costanza wearing the Yankees jacket. You need to, like, you need to be Costanza in the Yankees jacket in your brain, like, at all times. Like, the fat, bald guy, but got that danger, and girls love it.
I also think with the other guy, like, if she does want him, it's for a very real reason. Like, maybe the Captain America guy doesn't fuck. Like, maybe he doesn't. And she's like, you know what? I'm going to go to Mike in his fucking grimy Staten Island pipe. And I know it's going to be like a girly Italian one. And that's like, what she's...
Ask her the question itself. I think you just ask her. Like, I don't think that's a weird one. Be like, so are you in a relationship?
Yeah, you just be like, you popped up in the people you may know on Facebook and I saw this photo of you and a guy. What's up with that?
You don't have to – no, because that's like adding an air of creepiness. Just be like, oh, like, so do you have a boyfriend? Like, do you have a boyfriend is a pretty common question.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
If you say you saw on Facebook, that's weird. But if you're just like, oh, do you have a boyfriend? Then that's it.
So I guess the path of least resistance was the right answer here.
Yeah, I'd say that. Don't overthink it.
All right. So there's that guy's answer. Hopefully that works out. Let's go on to another. This one's fast, but I think kind of odd.
Hey, KFC. So my brother's roommate just asked him if his pen pal from Germany could stay for a week in late December. On a pre-crime basis, how outrageous is it that somebody in 2015 has a pen pal through written correspondence, no less? And how concerned should my brother be? Thanks.
All right, so this guy, his brother or something, has like a pen pal in Germany, and it's a literal pen pal, not like they met online or on some message board or something. They literally write letters to each other, and now they're meeting up, and they don't know what to expect. So what's the likely thing there?
I mean, that guy's a terrorist, right? That's how terrorism is going to, like, evolve. They're going to start pen paling people, and they have to kind of get off the grid because now you have all the NSA and shit. Like, this guy's a terrorist. He's trying to come into America to kill some Americans and be like, and then we're going to read about it in 2 months. Be like, but he had a great pen pal, and the pen pal invited him over to his house. So, no, don't let the pen pal come.
Definitely do not let the pen pal. Have you ever had a pen pal?
Yeah, when I was like 8 years old.
Dude, when I was like seven, my mom had, like, a friend she went to college with in Germany or something like that. And she's like, oh, like, you should be a pen pal with her son. And he sent me one letter. I sent one back. He sent one back. And I was like, this is the dumbest fucking shit ever. And I was seven. And I was like, I'm done with this shit. I don't give a fuck about this kid. I don't care about his culture. I don't give a shit about anything this little German has to tell me. I'm done with pen paling. And if a seven-year-old can have that line of thought, and let's say this kid's 23, you're way too old to be pen paling. Way, way, way too old.
Agree.
Yeah, I don't have anything to disagree there. Especially a German one. Like, I guess maybe that might be the one place where they went so far the other way now, where they're like, they ban certain types of speech right away. Or maybe, like, they'd be the least likely one to kill you, like, if they were writing with you on, like, a pen pal thing. Maybe. Just trying to give some positive response.
Have you ever heard of German, like, a German talking, they could kill you at any moment. As soon as you hear a German talking, they might kill you.
But in, like, yeah, like, the Germans, yeah, man, don't fuck the Germans.
I don't care about their banning languages or anything, banning harsh language. Every word a German ever says is harsh language. Everything they say is intimidating and mean. They can tell you, like, I love you in German. It's fucking the angriest shit you'll ever hear.
All right, so don't fuck with Germans. So that guy's fucked then, basically. That's such a weird thing. I just don't get some people sometimes.
All right. What up, KFC? It's your boy Bones from New Jersey. One of my friends was playing the Assassin's Creed Black Flags, and he said that the pirate life is a life for him. And so we started debating which type of person would be the best life to live. He obviously said pirates. One of my other idiot friends said a gladiator would be a cool life, even though that's like the dumbest thing I've ever heard. So if you could be a type of person, what would it be? Not like a specific person, obviously, but a type. Just wanted to hear you guys.
All right. So that guy was wondering, if you could pick any type of person throughout the history of the world, what kind of person would you pick? Like a gladiator or a Mongolian or a Viking?
Can I say something real quick? This time last year, I got an Xbox for Christmas because Tim Riggins was in the Call of Duty commercial. So I was like, oh, let me get an Xbox. With the Xbox came a free version of Black Flag. That game is so motherfucking hard. I played it for like 40 minutes probably in my entire year. And I played it 40 minutes one day and I couldn't beat a level. And I was like, this is so stupid. And it stopped. That game sucks. It's way, 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 way too hard.
Yeah, I think I played it like one time and had the same reaction. I couldn't get off a boat or something in a demo.
Yeah,
and I was
like, what the fuck? It's like, this is so stupid.
And I'm like competent with these things too. But people love those games. Like people like wait out. That's like one of the midnight ones where they'll camp out for a day and shit. And I don't know. And this guy's planning his life around it. If he gets a time machine, he's going to be a gladiator.
What? Gladiators, like, die, though.
Gladiators die so... Like, that guy just saw the movie Gladiator and thought it was awesome.
And
the,
Vikings...
The real life of a gladiator is horrible.
And Vikings, like, yeah, you get to go to a village and, like, take whatever you want. But for the majority of the time, you're on a boat with a bunch of dudes probably having to jerk each other off, right?
And you have to rape people, which isn't a sweet part of it. Like if you don't, like if you don't rape someone and you're a Viking, rape was a big part of Viking. And if you don't rape someone, they probably kill you. It's like being a dirty cop. Like if you don't take your cut, you're dead. Like if you're a Viking, and you don't rape someone, you're out.
They probably all stood around and watched too, which I feel like would make it weirder.
Yeah.
If it could get weirder, that would make it even weirder.
Everyone just thinks Leif Erikson and like people who look like Thor. There was some nastiness to Viking, if I may say.
And like I said, I'm pretty sure you just sit on a boat all day and jerk each other off.
But pirates, the stop with your naysaying of boats. Pirates is the obvious.
That, you got to jerk people off on that one too.
Nah, because they stay in the Caribbean, man. There are so many islands. They just go to different islands.
Nobody jerks each other off in the Caribbean. Nobody.
You go to like Tortuga, and you just
so wrong.
Go to Antigua, and then you go to fucking the Caribbean. And then you go to like Puerto Rico. There is so many little islands. Like the Vikings just sailed across the Atlantic all the time. You're in the Caribbean as a Viking, as a pirate. There's so many little islands. You fuck with Bermuda for a bit. You go over to Haiti.
There's not like hot like tourists there.
Island women there.
Pirates stay in the ocean the whole time. That's the whole part of being a pirate.
I like how I got on that guy for just seeing Gladiator, and now my reasoning is going to be Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates would get scurvy and shit. Yeah. Like, they just like would rot away on those.
So I'd bring a lime or a lemon.
I'm just guaranteeing that if you were on a boat in any time really, even today, you're probably going to jerk a dude off.
Plus, Vikings are really on the killing, pirates, they like their rum. I like that. What's your answer, Dan?
Well, I don't really understand the question, because I would just be a king, right?
Well, you have to be like a class of people, I think, in a time. You're not like necessarily the highest of the highest, but you're just like a regular like aristocrat or whatever, middle tier guy. Like aristocrat. For me, I would think like ancient Greece or Rome, like there's going to be some boy fucking in there. But besides that, you're just eating like fruits and like just hanging out and getting oiled up. And
I'd much rather jerk a dude off than bang a boy. That's for sure.
If we're going off movies, I'd be a newsie. I'd be a really good newsie.
But could you sing all the time? I feel like that'd get tedious.
Yeah, I'd say I'm a national anthem singer. Yeah, everyone knows that.
Yeah, I don't think Gladiator is by far the worst. That's like 1 minute of glory.
Once you become a gladiator, your life expectancy is like 10 days, probably. Right. It's like you're a goldfish. At best, you're a goldfish.
Yeah.
It's like if you're going to be
one a billion turn into that huge fish, most of them die in 10 minutes.
If you're going to be something, thinking about the boat thing for a second, if you're going to be anybody, it's got to be like a Columbus-type explorer, because that was like a tier of people, and they're just going around and getting spices and like fucking native women.
That's
they're like Captain
so
Kirk.
Scary though. Could you imagine being like, we're just gonna get on this boat and see where it ends up?
But weren't they like rock stars back then? Because like Columbus is like meeting with the queen and she's giving him ships and like.
Again. Columbus jerked off more than a few. He absolutely did.
I think any of these times you're gonna fuck somebody.
That would be great if you went to like a Columbus. You know how like they have like the Columbus like, parades and like all the Native Americans come out and they get pissed if you just went with a big sign being like Columbus jerk off dudes. How can you actually argue against that theory? You can't. He spent a lot of time on a fucking boat with a bunch of dudes.
The Columbus like people are the one you don't want to fuck with, because that's the Italian rights groups, and those are the ones that are like on The Sopranos, and it could turn into like a kneecap in real fast.
We have based everything in this little segment off TV shows.
All right. I haven't based everything in this little segment. This little segment has been more clear. I've based everything in my entire life off movies and TV shows.
All right, so let's go on to our next question. And this one is actually a question from me to the listeners. Listeners, are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more. With 10 free gifts, first, you get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. Who needs the internet when you can watch adult movies on DVD? Number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard, but it will be. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. Could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code KFC at checkout and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out adamandeve.com, select one item, and then get your 10 free gifts, including free shipping, when you enter offer code KFC. That's KFC at adamandeve.com.
This sucks because Spags is like the funniest thing in this whole episode is going to be Spags Reed. Spags, if I could give you some advice on that one, the angle you probably should have taken was, you know who wishes they didn't have to, no, who wishes they had AdamandEve.com? Columbus, so he didn't have to jerk off dudes.
There's like a guy toy in the Adam and Eve deal too. What's a guy toy, by the way? And I've actually seen one of them where it's like a Japanese egg where you like stick your dick in an egg and it kind of looks like one of those cat trap things. Yeah, you like just stick your dick in the egg and it like stretches out and you just like fuck this Japanese egg. So maybe that's on AdamandEve.com. I don't know. But if you use promo code KFC, you can find out. Then fuck an egg.
Eye toys. Okay.
Just throwing it out there. Next question. all right. This one's another dating one, but whatever.
Nathan from New Hampshire. I got a weird hoping you guys can give me a little bit of help with it. So I recently started dating this girl, maybe the last couple months. Things have been going really well. She seems really awesome. However, a couple weeks ago, I made the mistake of sort of casually inviting her out to lunch, and my parents ended up being there. It wasn't like a big deal. It wasn't like a formal meet and greet, but we went out to lunch on a weekend. Her and I were together, so I just brought her along. My parents got along great with her. It wasn't really a big deal. She now has been asking for me to meet her parents, and I don't know if it's sort of hypocritical of me, but I'm kind of freaked out about it. I don't really know for sure how that's going to go, because sometimes chick's parents get a little crazy with that sort of stuff. So,
all right. So this guy, his girlfriend, sort of girlfriend, I guess, met his parents, but incidentally, not like a planned thing. It went well. Now she wants him to meet her parents. What I guess this might be another one where it's the least friction for the answer. But what's the move here, Fights?
I had never done this. Like, I've never had, like, the meet the parents type deal. Like, I've met her parents, but never, like, in a setup type deal. Like, it was kind of the only time I've ever done it. I think you have to do it like this kid did. Like, it's got to be just a bump in. Like, if you set up a fucking meal, then it's weird. I don't even know what I'm saying right now.
It just depends on how old you are. I mean, it's not weird. If you're an adult, it's just you go to dinner.
In my mind, it would be – that's, like, really awkward.
It's more awkward to, like, keep fucking a girl for, like, months and months and months and never know who her parents
are. Meeting the parents is a much bigger deal in your head than it is in any practical way. Like, if you break up, what's the worst that happens? They're like, oh, that sucked. And then she's like, yeah. That's it.
Right. And the difference is – I think there's two different things that we're talking about here, because there's, like, the questions that we get every now and then are like, I have to go to Christmas with my girlfriend's parent, like family. That's a big deal because that's a lot of people. That's a lot of questions. Just parents, like for dinner, is a total nothing. You should be able to do that pretty easily. Just suck up and do it. It's not that big of a deal.
I feel like it's having a first date with someone you're not trying to fuck.
It's really not that big of a deal. I'm telling
you. Yeah, I mean, it's really, I think it's not that big of a deal. Like the second you get in there and talk to them for like one minute, it passes and then you're just doing it and it's over.
I agree with you that the longer you put it off, the worse. I would do it. See, I agree that it's not a big deal, and that's why I think it should be done, like, almost right away. Like, just a quick, like, what's up, right? The longer it goes on, the more awkward it becomes. So for this guy, do it. But I would do it. What I was saying earlier is, like, every girl I've ever, like, hooked up with, like, I meet her parents, like the first, like, two dates where it's just like, oh, like, hey, what's up? Nice to meet you. It's never like this big meal.
It seems like you really have the problem with the meal. Like, do you not like meals?
I don't do that. Like, even with, like, early, like, when I, like, go on, like, a date with a girl, like, if it's, like, an early date, like, I don't, like, I think it's just weird to just be sitting there.
And eating? What else would you do?
Like, I don't, like, go do an activity. Like, where you have, like, ways to...
It feels like you want a way out. Like, this, like, seems like a commitment phobia thing where you're like, I can't lock into the meal because I'm trapped there for several courses. Like, you need to be somewhere I could run at any minute.
It's with, like, you go on a... Like, I don't know what you would do, but, like, go fucking, like, go for a walk.
That's easy. I don't think I've ever heard anyone who's, like, been scared of going out to dinner with someone.
I think it's weird. I think it adds a lot of pressure. And it's just like...
That's all in your head. That's a lot in your head.
It's not... I don't think it's... I don't know what I'm trying to say again.
I'm kind of with you because I'm not like a huge dinner guy. But then whenever I go to one, I'm like, oh, this is so much fun. Like, it's like a big group dinner. Like, you're just like, you're doing stuff.
Oh, no, I love group dinner.
Or like, not even like a big group, but like, you know, four or five people. You're like, you know, even this guy, like, who I have to talk to because I'm with this girl and her friends, like their friends. Like, you talk to the guy and you're like, you know what? You're not that terrible because we're at dinner and we have to talk. And like,
yeah, I always think the opposite of that. I'm always like, this person fucking sucks. I don't like people that much. I really don't. I dislike.
But that's actually why I would prefer to go to dinner than go on a walk. Because on a walk, you like actually have to talk. At dinner, you can listen to the people next to you. You can make fun of the waiter. You can do a lot of different things.
But when you're not talking at the dinner, that's awkward. Whereas on the walk, you're like, yeah, we're just walking. We don't have to be talking. When you're just sitting at a table, it's like you're just staring at the person. You're like, all right, are you going to say something?
Yeah, but you're eating and stuff, too, and like drinking and looking around.
I'm going to tell you what. I'm right on this one.
No, you're not.
It's weirder to not be talking at dinner. All
right,
awkward silence. It's not good.
Agree to disagree. We have one last one, and this one's pretty sociopathic, so I think there might be some stuff to grab onto here.
What's up, guys? So I've been dating this girl for over a month now. She's hot. We have a great time. We got great kids, great head. But the only problem is that I lied about my last name when we first met. Ever since I've been carrying this lie just to cover my ass. So now that I've been catching real feelings with this girl, I know it's time to tell her the truth, but she's going to be pissed. So I'm calling you guys just to ask for some advice. How I can go about.
All right, so this guy met a girl, gave her a fake last name. Now he actually likes her, and he has a fake last name in her world. How does he reconcile that, Dan?
Wait, what?
He came up with a fake last name probably because he didn't want to be found by the girl. That was the subtext that was in there. Okay. So he like gave her like a fake last name, real first name, and now he likes her, kept seeing her. Now he likes her, but she doesn't know his real name. He's
That's
fucked.
Tough for him.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it depends on how hot she is, right? Because if she's really, really hot, like, you might have to change your name. I'm serious. If you get caught in this, and she's, like, unbelievably hot, and then you're like, hey, he told you a totally wrong fake last name, I think you might have to change your name. And I don't know. This is one of those ones you got to get out early or you're in forever.
Yeah, I don't think there's an easy answer there. Fights?
I have a shitty last name, and I don't even give fake last names.
It's a weird move to give a fake last name.
I think my thought is that, because I've heard of guys doing this, and it's when you don't want to get found afterwards, just a hookup thing, and maybe you have something. Maybe there's a thing like that.
But it's weird to give a last name, period. Who gives last names?
Yeah, that's actually a good point.
Like, did this guy go to a bar, pick up a chick, and was like, my full name is, like, Roberts, you know... I don't have a good
name. Storm.
Yeah.
maybe that's why. His name is Robert Storm. His fake name.
Use a fake first name and then just be like, oh, yeah, you heard my name wrong or something. But what? Fake last name? This guy is a fucking crazy. Who gives out last names? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, I think, like, I could see giving out a last name because sometimes maybe they want to friend you on Facebook or something and maybe he didn't want to be found, so he gave the fake one, didn't pop up. Like, there's
I'm not on Facebook. That's all you got to say.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's got to think a lot faster than he's thinking.
He's not a good liar, and he's taking, like, advanced-level lies.
Right, yeah. Right. He's swimming in the deep end, and he still has his floaties on. Like, he still needs to be with his floaties on in, like, the shallow under the pool. This is not... This kind of lying is not for you, buddy. You fuck this up.
Have you guys ever lied to a girl, like, when meeting someone? Because I feel like that's a thing guys do. I don't do it, because I just feel like it gets found out anyway. Like, I wouldn't be like, I'm a race car driver or whatever, because, like, that's a thing people do. And, like, I don't know. Like, I don't get that. But have you guys ever done that?
It depends. It's like, if you're on, like, a bachelor party, it's kind of funny.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
Whatever. You know, who cares? You're never going to be back in this city or whatever. But, yeah, I would agree with you for the most part. Just throwing out lies is a weird move.
Real weird.
If you're going to do it, I think you have to go full, like, Mr. Ripley and just, like, dress like a different person. And, like, wear, like, a fancy outfit and be like, I'm a man from money. And, like, have, like, a great accent.
Right. Right. I agree with that. Wear a monocle and whatnot.
All right. I guess actually one last one because that we're a little short and I don't know how these work. All right.
So, with Star Wars coming out next week.
Oh, it's timely, too.
I thought that
It'd be cool because I liked it as a kid to watch all the old episodes again, or all the old movies rather. And I'm about 15 minutes into the first Star Wars movie, and it's the gayest thing I've ever seen. Completely shatters my childhood. So my question for you guys was, what things that you look back on that maybe you liked, you know, 5, 10 years ago that you realized just made you a little bitch?
So this guy's kind of mean.
First of all, I want to say something. I'm so pumped for Star Wars. Like, I don't wish I was a Star Wars guy, like Dave was saying yesterday. I just think the movie looks fucking awesome.
Yeah, I think it looks more awesome if you're a Star Wars guy, though. Like, that's like winning a championship if you're a Star Wars guy. So I feel like that, like, I see what he was saying. Like, it has merit.
I saw the movies when I was a kid, and they were good, but I don't have a desire to, like, know the language or whatever the fuck Star Wars people do, or, like, know the other planets, anything like that. I just think the movies look dope as shit.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Are you going early? Like, are you going this weekend to one of them? He's like, I'm going Saturday morning to, like, this fancy theater in Yonkers. Like, my friend is driving out there. I was like, sure, why not? And they were, like, giving away collectibles that I guess people were buying. And I'm like, I might be in for, like, a real thing that's going to happen. But they have alcohol.
It's like, yeah, like, the full theater experience where, like, they clap and they yell at you if you leave during the credits and stuff, which kind of sucks.
Ugh. I like, Star Wars nerds, I feel like if you're grading, like, nerds on a curve, they're, like, here. Like, they're the ones that, like, you don't want to piss off. Cat, like, what's her name? Cat Tim.
They get really...
basically.
Yeah.
Like, I just wouldn't want to fuck with those people in general.
So the question, was there anything... I can't think of anything that's ruined my childhood. Can you guys?
Some of the shit... Oh, I watched Alf. So I was doing, like, a Christmas party. Watched the Alf Christmas special. Alf is, like, a real fucking shithead. Also, that special, very depressing, because a little girl dies in it, and Alf is friends with her, and, like, and then he has another lady. He helps a lady deliver a baby, and he makes her name the baby after the girl who died. And it's a real rough episode of Alf.
I've never seen Alf.
Alf is great.
Good times. I actually mentioned this a few days ago. I used to watch this isn't a childhood thing, this is just a stupidity thing. I used to watch the Repo Show. You know the Repo Show?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was fake for a while. Now really? That I look back, like,
wasn't that weird Michael Jackson dancing one that went viral? Like,
I gotta be the dumbest person in the world to not realize it's fake. So that's kind of ruined for me forever. I used to love that show, man. I used to watch it. You know, like I'm kind of white trash in a little bit of ways. Like, I used to watch that show when it, like, came out, like the night it came out. That's how I wouldn't even DVR it. I'd watch it like 9:30 True TV or whatever the fuck it was on, like Thursday nights. So
that is commitment to the Repo Game.
Yeah, I love those shows. I like secretly want to be. That might actually be my answer to the other question. That's not like a history thing, but I wish I was a Repo Man.
How is this not a video like tomorrow?
I need to do a Repo ride along. I don't know how to get that, but I would love to be. I mean, I love the bounty hunter too.
It's like, so. Yeah, some of the poor stoolies out there, I feel like there's got to be a Repo guy out there somewhere who's like doing this and would love it.
I'll go anywhere in America to be a Repo Man for like. I actually would come and be a Repo Man for like a week because I'm from and I wanted to do some like serious repos. Like the stakeout repo. Because the other thing is, now I'm just rambling, but I'll say anyway. Stakeout, how cool would the stakeout be? You can basically eat whatever you want on the stakeout. Like, you just sit in the car and you just get to eat, like, McDonald's for 4 days.
Yeah, stakeout's vacation diet.
Right, exactly. So that's part of why I want to be a Repo Man and get on that stakeout.
That's a good note to go out on. But you know what? Just because this show is over doesn't mean your fantasy football season has to be.
Did you just do this just in a bonus read?
No, this is our last one of the night. DraftKings, our great friends at DraftKings, is the destination for 1 week fantasy football. Every week you can relive the fantasy draft and play for huge prizes. You can also get fucked over if you own Todd Gurley like me last week and then played Tom Brady. And that might have been several thousand dollars I lost out on. But it's about the thrill of the hunt at DraftKings.com. You just have to pick your contest, draft your players, and collect your winnings. You can play for your share of billions of dollars in prizes. Renew old rivalries or create new ones by going head-to-head with friends, colleagues, and fantasy players from all over the country. DraftKings is crowning a new millionaire every week this season. Get in while it's still good. This is not fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code KFC and play for free with your first deposit in Sunday's $1 million fantasy football contest, in which first place takes home $100,000 and a lifetime of bragging rights. Enter KFC for free entry now, only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com, promo code KFC. All right, thank you guys for putting up with me this week.
You did a good job.
He's great. He's great.
I tried. I think that's what people really look for on a show, is they want a guy who tries and isn't necessarily successful. That's always been my hope.
That's basically all of us.
All right, thanks everybody for tuning in. Enjoy your week and have a happy holidays.
Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.